When I was pregnant with my first son, every ache and pain was terrifying because you're like, oh no, I have a pain in my lower left abdomen. You Google and that's the end. So every ache and pain, I was calling my doctor. Thank God I had a very patient doctor. And I remember one time distinctly, at the end of my pregnancy, I had this pain that wasn't going away. So I called the doctor and they said, you're pregnant, you need to rest. And I was like, well, I have had enough. They're like, yeah. I'm like, what do you mean rest? They're like, you know, put your feet up, relax, take a bath. I'm like, don't you know that I work full time? Like, when exactly do you expect me to take a bath? Like, put my feet up? Like, I'm not really understanding where you're coming from. They're like, that's it. You need to take care of yourself. And I was like, no, there must be a problem. They're like, no, just take care of yourself. And while I definitely did not listen to them, it did make me stop and think about this idea of self-care. And I think that this is an idea that has become somewhat trendy. Everything is about self-care, that you can't take others unless you've taken care, you can't take care of others unless you've taken care of yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup, you have to fill your own cup. And I feel like at this point in our day and age, self-care is another thing on the list of things that we need to take care of. That not only do we need to take care of our basic needs, we have to feed everyone, we have to clothe everyone, we have to do our job, but we also have to take care of ourselves. It's a little bit stressful. So what I wanted to do tonight is I wanted to focus on what the Torah says about self-care. Do we learn anything in the Torah about self-care? Are there any models of self-care? Is this really something that we should be internalizing? Or is it another trend that we can also say, not so important to take care of? Maybe it's overemphasized today. Maybe it's really against our midos. We shouldn't be trying to focus on ourselves so much. What does the Torah teach us about self-care? And to begin to understand this, I want to look at Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers, there is a progression of how we are meant to relate to ourselves. Now, obviously, this is just a sampling of the lessons in Pirkei Avos, and there are so many more things that we can pick out from within the text, but I want to highlight three Mishnayot, three pieces of Pirkei Avos. The first is in Perek Aleph. Hu haya omer, im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not for myself, then who is for me? And this seems to be starting us off on that path of self-care. That if you are not focused on yourself, who is going to focus on you? That you need to be the person who takes care of yourself first and foremost. However, if we go on to Perek Bet in Perkei Avos, we have Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi states, Yehei mamon chaviracha chaviva lecha kishalcha. The money of your friends should be as dear to you, should be as important to you as your own. V'itakinat b'chalomo Torah, you should prepare yourself and you should train yourself to learn Torah. She'ina Yerushalacha, you should recognize that things take hard work, that they are not just yours to inherit. Even Torah, which we believe was given over to each and every one of us, it's not a Yerusha, it's something you have to work for. And finally, this Mishnah concludes, V'chol ma'asecha yihiyu l'shem shamayim. All of your actions should be directed towards God. So we have in the first parak of Pirkei Avos where it says, Im ein ani li mi li, if you are not to yourself, who is for you? Focus on yourself. But then in Perek Bet, we have the Chol Ma'asecha Yihiyu L'Shem Shamayim. All of your actions should be directed heavenward. They should all be focused on God. So now we seem to have two conflicting values. Should we be focusing on ourselves, or should we be focusing entirely on our Avodas Hashem? That it's not about what you need in this world, it's about what you can do to serve Hashem best. So now I want to look at a third Mishnah in Perkei Avos from Perek Gimel, and we're going to see if we try to understand how we connect these two. So the third Mishnah from Perek Gimel, Hu haya omer, chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. Incredible, or how dear is a person that is created in the image of God. Chiba yetera noda'at lo shenivra b'tzelem. But how much more dear, how much more important is it that he knows that he was created b'tzelem? Shene'emar ki b'tzelem elokim asa et ha'adam. That it is because man was created in the image of God. That our purpose is because we were created in the image of God. So what is this Mishnah telling us? it's great that we were created in the image of God, but even more great is that you know that you're created in the image of God. So I want to take this whole discussion of Perkei Avos and I want to pack it up and put it on the side for a minute. And I want to move on to another group of three texts. These three texts we are very familiar with. These are the texts that teach us about Shabbos. Where do we first learn about Shabbos? When God resting first happens during creation. So if we look in Bereishis Perek Bet, Ve'echulu Hashamayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzva'am, God finished all of creation. Ve'echal Elokim Be'yom HaShvi'im Melachto Asher Asah, Hashem finished all of the work that he had done. Ve'yishpo Be'yom HaShvi'im Mikol Melachto Asher Asah, and on the seventh day, God ceases to do all of his work. Ve'yivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i Ve'yikadish Oto, Ki Vo Shabbat Mikol Melachto Asher Bara Elokim La'aso. So Hashem blessed the world with rest because God had rested, and therefore God blessed the world with rest because he had ceased from all of his work. Now, if we go on in the literature about Shabbos, next is our commandment to keep Shabbos, which comes from the Aseres HaDibros. So we have in Shemos Perek Chaf, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, you should remember Shabbos, you should keep Shabbos. For 6 days you should do all of your work. On the seventh day you should rest. Everyone should be included in this. The busy moms are not excluded. The busy working men are not excluded. The animals are not excluded. The children who are running around playing, they are not excluded. Every single person must remember to rest on the seventh day. Because in 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth. Because even the Almighty God, who created the heaven and the earth, and everything in it, made time to rest on the seventh day. It was sanctified, therefore we are going to copy God. We are going to remember that God was able to rest, and therefore on the seventh day, we will rest as well. And finally, in Shemot Lamed Aleph, this is the text that we say in Kiddush each week. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asur et ha-shabbat l'dorotam b'rit olam. That b'nei Yisrael should keep the Shabbos, they should remember the Shabbos. B'ini uvim b'nei Yisrael os hi li'olam. God says, this is going to be a covenant between myself and B'nai Yisrael forever. Ki sheishas yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aret u'biyom ha-shvi'i Shabbat v'inafash. Because on the seventh day, God rested. So what do we do with these two sets of three? We have the three Mishnayot in Perkei Avos, one that tells us to focus on ourselves, one that tells us to focus entirely on God, and one that tells us that the most important thing in the world is to know that we were created B'Tselem Elokim, not only to be B'Tselem Elokim, but to understand and internalize that we are made in the image of God. And on the other hand, we have the other set of three, the set of instructions regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos. That why do we have Shabbos? Because God rested. And forevermore, when we observe Shabbos, what are we supposed to remember? That everyone is included because even God was able to rest. So what is the connection between these two things? And what does this have to do with self-care? And I think that the message really lies in the third Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah that told us that more important than being created B'Tselem Elokim is knowing that we are created B'Tselem Elokim. That sometimes we hear the stories and the ideas in Torah, and we hear about how God had pity, and we hear about how God had mercy, and how God is all-powerful. And we forget that we are created in the image of God, and that we are charged as being B'Tselem Elokim with the responsibility to imitate God. We talk about throughout the Mefarshim on all of Tanakh that we are meant to emulate God, the Halach to Bedrachav, that we are meant to go in Hashem's ways. So when Perkei Avos is telling us that it is more important to know you were created B'Tselem Elokim than to actually be in the image of God, it's because even if you are created in the image of God, but you don't internalize that, and you don't make it your mission to emulate God, then what purpose does it serve? Of what importance is it that you are meant to emulate God if you don't know it? So that when we look at Shabbos, if you look at the commandment of Shabbos as a commandment from an all-powerful being onto you, then you're going to say, okay, I have to follow this rule, I have to follow this rule, I have to follow this rule. But Hashem repeatedly reminds us and says, I rested. Remember that I rested. And now keep Shabbos. That you are meant to recognize that if the all-powerful, almighty God, who created all of heaven and earth, was able to take time to rest, you too should take time to rest. That emulating God does not just mean being the biggest Baal Es Chesed, the biggest good doer in all of Chicago. It doesn't mean that you are the one working yourself to the bone to try to be caring like God and giving like God and sharing like God and everything that God does, but I can't rest. And I think that the message of Shabbos is, and the message that Pirkei Avos is telling us, is that part of your Avodas Hashem, part of you serving God, is taking care of yourself. It's the iman in anili mili, the if you are not to yourself, who is for you, is right along. It goes part and parcel with the chol ma'asecha yehiyu l'shem shamayim. That when you take care of yourself, that is a way of emulating God. That God demonstrated from the very beginning what it means to rest, what it means to take pause, what it means to be introspective and reflective. And that we deserve to do that as well. We deserve, because we are Ovdei Hashem, because we believe that God created us with a mission, that part of our mission is to pause and take care of ourselves. On the website Psychology Today, it defines what is the difference between being selfish and self-care. So the definition it states is, being selfish means having a lack of consideration for others or taking from others what is their due for our own pleasure or profit. Being selfish is being concerned chiefly with me. What do I want and how can I get it? On the other hand, what is self-care? Self-care is setting aside time to properly care for our mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual needs. It is not selfish. On the contrary, creating time for proper self-care is a selfless act. It is the opposite of selfishness to maintain the best condition one can, particularly if it is done to be of the service of others. And I think this fits right in with our thesis. Our thesis of taking care of yourself is not another action you do. It's not making sure, okay, now I have to do 20 things and I also have to fit in getting a manicure. That is not, I mean, that is self-care if you find manicures to be caring. But, and I do love a good manicure, but that is not self-care. The Torah idea of self-care is one that is internal. It's how are you viewing your role? Are you able to ever pause? Are you able to reflect on what you're doing? Are you able to think about yourself amidst all of the chaos? And I think that's the charge that we receive from all of these various texts. I want to conclude with one piece in the Rambam. It's a piece from Hilchos Deos in which he is introducing the Rambam's diet. We are not going to go through the Rambam's diet tonight. It is very complicated and very interesting and not what we are focusing on tonight. But in his introduction to the Rambam's diet, I believe he gives us a slightly different idea on self-care, but I think it fits right in with the message that we're trying to convey tonight. The Rambam says, "Hamanig atmo al pi refua." You should be conducting yourself according to the ways of health. The im samali boshi he kol gufo ve'ivarav shlimim bilvad v'shehiyu lo banim usin malach tov v'amelin l'tzarcho ein zo derech tova. If a person's entire goal in life is to make sure that he makes himself stronger and more fit and that he has children that can serve him, it's all very selfish, then he's never going to accomplish in life. We all know if you set out to make your kids one way, of course they are going to be the other way. But he's saying that when you're focused entirely on the result that you want, you're never going to be successful. Rather, Ela yasima libo shehi gufo shalim v'chazak kidei shetihye nafsho yishara l'da'at et Hashem. He says, rather, when taking care of yourself, you should be focused on how can each of my actions help me to be a better Ovid Hashem. How can they help me to serve Hashem better? You cannot serve Hashem properly if you're in pain. If one of your limbs is hurting, if you're not well, you're not going to be able to function at your best. And if you aim to have children and you say, it's not about me and them serving me, it's about them serving Hashem. Someone will then find that if you approach life with this mindset, that everything you do in life will become part of serving Hashem. And I think that the point the Rambam is making here is you can take it in one direction and say, when I go to sleep, I should think that I'm going to sleep so that I can wake up so that I can learn better. And when you eat, you're saying, I'm eating so that I can make a bracha, so that I can recognize that Hashem runs the world, and then I'll be stronger so that I can serve Hashem. But I think with the idea that we've developed up until now, the Rambam is also telling us that thinking about yourself, thinking about your health, is a way of serving Hashem. That thinking, what is my goal here? Taking that time to pause, reflect, think internally, is something that also then becomes part of your avodas Hashem and makes you a better servant of Hashem. So, Mirtz Hashem, as we go on to our panel and we learn and we think about our health, we shouldn't think about it as something that's optional. We shouldn't think about taking care of ourselves as the last thing on the list. Rather, it is the most important thing to be able to focus on. What do I need in order to take care of myself, which is part of me serving Hashem in the best way possible? So may we be able to take those lessons and to apply them and to internalize them and to focus all of them l'shem shamayim.